those who did not pass the last test have only one more class. That will be tonight. There's also probably a teacher's class in preparation for tomorrow night. There are Hollywood movies. I'll interpret the first. As the radio news builds up, someone can be responsible for the second. I choose to interpret For Whom the Bell Tolls. It was written by Hemingway, one of the most famous novels in the world, and a favorite of Fidel Castro. It was about the Spanish Civil War, in which the democratic government of Spain was overthrown with USA backing by Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler interfered with the due process and overthrew the established government of Spain, a sort of social democracy, almost socialism. It was called the Republican government, but it was a democratic government. USA directing its aid through its military industrial cartels, joint combined with Adolf Hitler, bombarded the Spanish people, and they fought bravely. Some of our socialist loved ones went across the sea. Many members of the trade union in those days, Communist Party, Socialist Party, all went into Spain. It, of course, has some of the best actors in Hollywood in it. So it will begin to be the first movie which I'll interpret, For Whom the Bell Tolls. I think those that have that last night of class, I'll give them the break that they can be in this movie in lieu of their last night of the five, because they didn't get a full fifth class. They can go to this movie and take down notes. Later, someone will name the list, the 76 that did not pass the last test. Be sure to take note of the news now. Remember, for tomorrow night, all of you be studying last night's tape. The news testing will be exactly over that area that I covered at considerable pain. So I do hope that you will listen to the news. I did not come on this morning, though I was up all night, because I thought we would have at least a day that you could go back and study some of that. All need to review last night's tape and to know Parallax View. I will be calling a showing of Parallax View either tomorrow or the next day for those who have not seen it. And I request, if had not my interview or interpretation of it, I request that all departments work around the schedule. Moscow, Geneva, Racism, World Conference, backed by United Nations, now 117 nations in attendance. They demand resolute measures to ban the apartheid government of South Africa and Rhodesia. In a vast majority vote that only lacked three of being the full 117 participation, they declared South Africa, Rhodesia, and Israeli racism as the greatest threats to world peace. Chairman of the United Nations, Leslie Harriman, condemns USA's practice of racism. This brought sharp criticism from President Carter. As you know, USA openly, flauntingly shows what it is because it banned its delegate, refused to participate in the World Geneva Conference Against Racism, sponsored by the United Nations. Only two countries that were invited that did not attend and refused to be represented and to discuss their racist policies. That was USA and Zionist Israel. Rhodesia, members of the Ian Smith white regime, police backed by the mercenaries that have been sent in by USA, trained by our tax dollars on our soil in New Mexico, numbering upwards now of 17,000, fired on striking miners. The number killed are incalculable at this moment, as well as the number wounded. Five were immediately killed in the first strafing. They did not even give them notice. It was a legal strike by the laws of even the Constitution, but the Constitution has been suspended under the interim regime, and supposedly a more broad constitution was affected, but it certainly did not stop Rhodesia from showing its true colors. And USA, the mine is owned by a South African racist regime, racist corporation that also has a great deal of stock owned by the rich ruling class in USA. Also a brawl and a disturbance, a rebellion broke out in Port Elizabeth as people in Rhodesia continue to struggle for their liberty. It was only in the falling days of Rhodesia's illegal regime under Ian Smith that USA lifted its ban on shipment of aid and military assistance in both houses of our U.S. Congress. There is no way USA can possibly hide what it is anymore. Kubalasa, political prisoners in South Africa, more torture today, and were tortured before being thrown out a fifth floor window. Mandela, a moderate human rights advocate in Union of South Africa, is on trial for disobeying rules while living in exile. He was in permanent exile, unable to communicate with anyone for the rest of his life. That means imprisonment for life. But he gave an opinion, just an opinion, to someone. Now he is on trial, which could mean his death as an act of treason. That is the government of which 1 billion of our tax dollars went this year, $447 million just a few weeks ago of our tax dollars, when there's not money for jobs, there's no money for health and welfare, there's no assistance for the poor, no legal defense. Our prisons are overcrowded in USA, and yet they have money to uphold fascist, white, racist regimes, such as the Union of South Africa, that tortured people like this in Kubalasa, South Africa, and then throw seven of them out of a fifth floor window, witnessed by all the public below. Shots at a house of a person, shot through the house of a person who was against apartheid, a white influential family. There have been 16 such incidents this day, said Radio Moscow. Rhodesia and Union of South Africa are getting increasingly cocky as USA openly flaunts human decency and hypocritically talks of human rights while backing these vicious, goddamnably vicious racist regimes. In the hearings on the death of Martin Luther King, in the Circus Commission before the House of Representatives on assassinations. Well, James Ray came in to be heard. However, before he came in, he had been beaten severely in the prison with rubber hoses. The House committee even had to admit they noted his head wounds 24 hours before he was to testify. They had to carry him in. Now he is too sick to testify and was taken by authorities back to the prison. This is USA. It's getting mighty close now, friends. We've got to work hard. James Earl Ray. For years, the press has called him the lone assassin of Martin Luther King. He was so beaten so badly by rubber hoses, and even BBC refers to it, but not in depth, as Moscow. The head wounds were deep. He was unable to testify. It is feared that he may go into a coma. Convenient, isn't it? 24 hours before he was to testify, he gave a name and said he could point directly to United States government involvement with the assassination of Martin Luther King. Oh, now where are all of you sleepy heads that love USA? Wake up, all those seniors that never want to face the hell. Martin Luther King, advocate of peace, got the other cheek turned 1,000 times. Roll over, let the white man kick you. Nonviolent. They wouldn't even let him be nonviolent. Not even a black man on TV saying, live in peace, I have a dream. That the son of the Georgian plantation owner is going to sit down with the son of the Georgian slave. Yes, he had a dream. All he ever talked about was a dream. But one moment in Memphis, he gave his opinion about Vietnam. Strangely enough, that USA was pouring napalm bombs, chemicals, to kill colored people in Vietnam within days. He was murdered. And here, the only man that can testify about it. There you are. What are you going to do with that evidence? You that want to go to Kansas and Memphis and Georgia? Where are all you people now? What about it? The one black man that talked about peace. His murderer, they said, was James Earl Ray. But obviously, he's not the only one, because he was beaten nearly to death today. And now I see later notes, he is now in coma. He is now in coma. Unable to testify before the House Commission on Assassination of leading dignitaries such as Martin Luther King. Well, if they keep on probing, you'll see the military in the streets. They're getting mighty nervous when they kill off a man, because the hearing was in closed session anyway. They could have doctored it up, but somebody's getting mighty nervous. The ruling class is about to be found out. They think, at least, they ought to trust their congressmen better. They've been good little obedient servants, after all. They've sent money over to the Union of South Africa and Rhodesia to kill our black brothers and sisters. But that doesn't bother some of you out there. You never get bothered about that. Rhodesia, that's too far away. What about Martin Luther King? What about James Earl Ray beaten practically to death? No place on his body. Even said BBC that didn't have a mark. What about a 6-inch wide gash on his head to keep him from testifying about who killed Martin Luther King? What about that, good black Uncle Toms and Aunt Janes, a few we have left? Talk about it, dear seniors, the brave in heart here, the ones that are so strong. Got a report of some of our seniors out, took on some of our enemies right on the street, cussed them out right on the street. Dared them, defied them, even observe our enemies, see them getting together with elements of the police. That's what some of the seniors are doing back there. Had to work out some last-minute details. Some of these letters from our seniors who want to get here would make you cry. They're doing their job while some of you are thinking about your grandchildren, your Aunt Susie, your kids. What are your kids doing today? Why aren't they out on the streets about this? Why isn't all of black America roaming up and down the streets protesting what the hell's been done here? That they're hiding the murder that Martin Luther King, the only black leader that was ever nationwide renown since Marcus Garvey, the only one that had national attention. Here James Earl Ray said just 2 hours before his beating, he could connect it with the anti-Castro Cubans, the Mafia, the CIA, and the FBI, and people up in the government. But he wasn't going to be able to say any more till he got into the hearing. Well, probably won't get to say anything now. You remember when they let him loose in the prison from that maximum security cell? Some of you thought that was just an accident. Just an accident, he didn't get killed. The local group of people found him before the FBI could murder him. Where's your head, you that want to look back to Sodom and Gomorrah? Where is your mind, your conscience, and your sensitivity? Brazzaville, Congo. The People's Republic of the Congo. The coup by the military. Witnesses have been indicted. Direct connections with the CIA in the United States. Oh yes, my friends. What about it? Today, government of Guyana. High-level meeting with one of the ministers of the cabinet who's been kind to us. Minister Mingo, Home Affairs, Immigration, informed us that the whole damn Lutheran church here is in the CIA. And that Tiedemann, the man that I knew about him long ago, he's leaving and he won't get back in the country to try to break its hold on this country. They're on the job at least trying to resist CIA. They told us that, of course, in courtesy, in privacy. That's what the CIA is. Tried to murder a whole black, beautiful nation, People's Republic of the Congo. We're glad that the head of the CIA they caught today in the church, he's going to go out of this country, and he thinks he's going to get back in, but they said he won't get back in. He's the head of the Lutherans, has the largest Lutheran church, white man, but without him, they'll be dead because he was their more colorful clown. He also tried to whitemail us. Some of you remember, and I fortunately had an upper hand of the deck on him. He backed off mighty quick. Anyway, the plot of the reactionaries, closely linked with the imperialist plans, direct links with the CIA have been brought out in the hearing today. CIA wouldn't even let them celebrate Day of Peace and holiday and festivities for the 15th anniversary of a true socialist revolution, the People's Republic of Congo. They had to try to overthrow it on that day, kill several of their good leaders, drop in mercenaries, but it failed. And finally, U.S. imperialism and all of its lackeys, all the monopoly capitalist fascist ruling class will die. That's one satisfaction, and I, with the last breath of my being, do pledge that I will use my body on the altar of sacrifice to reach out for some of those class enemies of the people. Augustino Neto is visiting Zaire, much to the upset of USA. Zaire and Angola continue to draw closer and closer together. They thought they had predicted Mobutu to be carefully placed in the right-wing circles, rich, right-wing, strong-arm dictator. But he got tired. He remembered the white man enough, you know, in the Congo, that he wouldn't let Christianity honor their saints' days and Christmas. He remembered what the white man had done to his people. USA cost him just a little too much. Give him less than his price for his own minerals, even though he isn't a representative democracy. He just doesn't like what the man's done to him and his people in the past. Moscow praises it as a heralding breakthrough. The new negotiations of peace and friendship between Angola and Zaire. The building of a railway so that Zaire can get world prices. It causes the capitalists to tremble, says Radio Moscow, because Zaire was one of the richest spots in the world. Do you realize that Africa is so big that the United States of America will only fit in the northwest corner of the Sahara? That's that great black country of our heritage. All of us, yes, that's where the roots of civilization came. The first man, while the rest of the world was under ice. In Timbuktu, they were doing eye surgeries. Yes, removing cataracts, putting in false teeth plates, inoculating against smallpox. Great civilization. Going to be the great one again, too. That's why you don't have to worry in this continent. This continent was raped by capitalism. I mean, the predecessors of capitalism 200 years ago. Enough silver was taken out of one Peruvian mine. That's why USA is rich. You say, why is it that USA is rich? I heard one black sister say, well, why did they do so well if they weren't right? Well, how does this fit you? In Peru alone, out of one mine, the European whites and U.S. white colonialists pulled out enough silver to build a bridge from this continent all the way to Spain made out of silver. I wouldn't think you'd brag on what the white man's done in USA. He hadn't done very much when he stole that much out of one mine that he could build a whole bridge that would span the Atlantic Ocean in silver. Interesting thought Sarah brought up. My, my, my. I wouldn't brag about what USA can do. They ought to have done a lot better than that. There oughtn't to be any poverty at all in capitalist Europe or in USA. They ought to have streets lined with silver and gold. One mine in Peru, darlings. They raped this continent, so we're safe here. There's nothing here they want. We're not particularly happy. I'd like to fight them eyeball to eyeball. But they're not going to be invading here because Africa is teeming. It's just beaming with riches. White man's a little coward, you know. He's always been a little bit afraid of cannibals, the old myths. Like Pat Richards, we've got to be sure that that gets in to our report. The chief investigator of our attorney, professional woman, lawyer, her husband wouldn't let her bring her troubled child that was on dope here because of headhunters. So there's headhunters in this part of the world. Cannibals. Well, you know better. We know better. And that's what kept the white man out of Africa. He'd steal a few slaves on the coastal regions and where it was safe, but he's been afraid of that jungle. And we're fortunate. There's some diseases over there that man don't know how to deal with. Monkey fever that wipes out white man. He can't deal with some of those diseases. The tsetse fly. There's stuff over there that makes his balls get so big, goes clear down to his heels. Man don't like that big a ball. It kind of interferes with his walking. Oh, all kinds of little things over there. A snake that can go about the speed of a fast automobile. In one bite, your ass is dead. White man don't like that shit. So that's why I left Africa as the last of the places to drain. But too late, boy. Too late, white boy. Too late, capitalism. They got their shit together over there, our black brothers and sisters. You can't murder them down. You ain't got enough guns. You ain't got enough men, honey. Black men there will be free. That's why they didn't want us to know who we were when they got a continent over there that they wanted to exploit with a great history of peace. They had a great civilization in Timbuktu and other places before ever any other human being was even seen. Everybody else was living under glaciers, the Ice Age. And the United States only going to fit in the Sahara, one part of the Sahara Desert. That's how big that great continent is. It's so big that they won't even show it at its full size on the world maps because it threatens the hell out of them. Zaire had so much, honey. Cobalt, uranium. 90% of the cobalt that the USA needs. 90% of the world's cobalt. 85% of the uranium. They're in trouble. And aren't you glad? I'm glad the capitalists are in trouble. We're not against the American people. They're working class. They only realize that niggers just like us. I sure don't like capitalism, though. I don't know about you. All African trade unions setting up parties for the working class for trade union solidarity and independence throughout Africa. It is being funded by the Organization of African Unity, which is moving increasingly more progressive. You know, it represented some 50 states that recently met for a African summit conference in Khartoum, Sudan. Geneva conference that U.S. banned again calls for world disarmament immediately before the hell of nuclear war breaks out. Said immediate concrete steps must be taken to control the development of the neutron bomb. They called it a barbarous act on the part of USA to think of building such a bomb that destroys human and all animal life and saves only property for the rich. Socialist countries say they do not wish to build the bomb. They strongly oppose the developments of the neutron bomb, but they will be forced to build their own kind of technology, which includes the neutron bombs and even more, much more frightening types, if U.S. continues with its madness. Vance told Senate, Israel will not be penalized from getting weapons, Secretary of State Vance, upholding good old Zionist fascist Israel, says that Zionism will not be penalized from getting weapons from U.S. based on their reactions of racism, racist statements that they made. Some Zionists made some terribly racist statements at the conference, and they will not be penalized, said U.S. Secretary of State Vance. Why should they? The Attorney General appointed by the President belongs to Ku Klux Klan. The FBI Director, William Webster, just appointed, belongs to the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, four racist clubs and sexist clubs, and Congress didn't even require him or the President to give up his membership in them. Why should you indict anybody for racism when probably might as well remember, you remember when Carter driving into his home, poor old black man down the road, on the road, had right to his property, been there 40-some years, but they had to tear it all down, make him move to the city and didn't even give him any money to indemnify him for all the years he'd put in it. Why? Because they didn't want nobody to see it on the road as they drove, and Mr. Carter and his family drove in and out of Plainsville. My. 5.6 million new unemployed flood the markets of Western Europe. Radio Moscow said, capitalism is definitely failing. Unrest grows in every country. Strikes in all major sectors of the six major European capitalist nations of the common market. 42% of the women of Western Europe are unemployed who want work. 36% of those between 18 and 36 are unemployed in Western Europe, in white Western Europe, capitalist Europe, who want employment. Hanoi talks with China, trying to ease that trouble spot that could break out in war, but Moscow reports no progress. USSR medical team has left for Ethiopia at the request of the Ethiopian people to implement them in fighting the geophysical war that has caused such a drought where a million people in that region and in Chad face death by starvation. The Soviet Red Cross has sent tens of thousands of tons of food and medical supplies. It feels, said the Medical Society of the Soviet Union, that they can cut this figure of death at least in half in the next 3 months. Who else is sending aid? Nobody. Space mission. Salute. 3 months in space thus far. World-breaking record. No physical effects on blood circulation now, as Soviets have developed new types of spacecraft suits and other areas of technology that are on the confidential side, secret side. Their platform as big as a three-city block that they have in mind up there. And they can do things with heat energy, infrared. You know, they can send down the sun. They can sense in, hone in a missile, or whatever they want to, laser beam on anything that draws up heat. That's humane. That'll pick out the factories instead of the residential sectors like USA drop bombs and killed the poor people of Dresden, Germany, and Hiroshima, and Nagasaki, Japan. USSR, Program of Social and Economic Development, 5.1% expansion in the economy and gross output this point in the last 4 months. 3.5% increase in farmers' income in the last 3 months. Grain is going to be a surplus so that they can have long-term contracts with the government and other developing third world needy nations. CIA seeding of the weather, their geophysical warfare, apparently has backfired on them as the hottest temperatures ever recorded in history continue to plague sectors of USA. Temperatures up to 120 and nearly 130 degrees. Droughts until the earth has caked open in Oklahoma and parts of Texas, even after the flash floods that killed many, many dozens. 20,000 foreign students are being accepted for the September term in addition to the third world black and brown people of color that were already in Soviet universities. 20,000 more paid for totally, their medical, their housing, and even entertainment by the Soviet people. 100,000 students in addition will be trained abroad by the Soviet Union this year in colleges, seminars, training centers, along with medical teams like in Ethiopia that are being set up at this very present time. Bravo to socialism, with all of its problems they are, problems of nationalism that unfortunately breaks our heart to see divisiveness between China and USSR. Maybe it's not all divisiveness. Maybe it's some pragmatism to trick U.S. capitalism so that the horrible nuclear war will get over with. But anyway, we know nationalism is a problem. That's why nuclear war that will lay USA in dust, make it a wasteland, a desert, as Dr. Daniel Ellsberg said. That's why we've got to work to get our people out, think of ways of saving money and making money. We are not in trouble. Some who fear we can't make it, we will make it. Don't you worry one little bit, we will make it. We've got to all pull together. Brezhnev, head of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, statement to the World Conference Against Racism that USA boycotted in Geneva, said before 1917, USSR was nothing but a prison. It was a matter of national policy. All minorities were held down. The white Russians maintained the domination. Now USSR, made up of 100 national groups and ethnic and racial groups, their policies reflect absolute abolition of racism. Even Finland and Sweden praise them for this. The Soviet government's international task of ridding colonialism and racism. Nigeria, Guinea, has been one place that they've been able to help eliminate racism to their aid. Well, that's good to find out. Nigeria, oil-rich Nigeria, must be fairly close to the USSR. USSR conference is getting ready of all their allies on finding ways that amongst their own alliance they can rid apartheid, as they've lost faith in many sectors of the United Nations to be able to carry out the will of the people. Though they have great respect for Secretary Waldheim, who heads the United Nations, United States can block everything in the Security Council by a veto. Soviet Union calls on the abolition of the Rhodesian white racist regime of Ian Smith. The total abolition of the Union of South Africa's white government. This is stepping up their demands. Formerly they had asked only for the abolition of apartheid. Now they're demanding immediately South Africa to get out of Namibia. These resolutions went out by communique and Soviet emissaries to the various governments of the world just an hour ago. They demand full release of civil rights activists in USA. They say that USA is now admittedly by the Black Lawyers Conference to be filled with millions of political prisoners. They charge USA with hypocrisy for talking about four of their people, said we must be doing a good job when you can only pick out four people in USSR who were convicted of crimes and who were white, and then claim that we are racist and only two of them were Jews. So, USA gets a blistering indictment. It would take me 15 minutes to give you all of Brezhnev's speech, but he's now calling for the eradication of the governments of Rhodesia, the elimination immediately of all torture against civil rights activists, and promising USSR is promising Africa that they will intervene as quickly as possible to see that people are not thrown out of fifth floor windows and seventh floor windows and continued to be hounded and tortured night and day. Mangala, copper mines, Rhodesia. Salisbury authorities shoot down more in those copper mines. Five killed there, seven wounded. More may be killed and wounded. The late news has not brought it in. All because they didn't strike, they just merely made a resolution amongst the workers demanding a pay increase and improved working conditions, where they die of an average age of 31 years of age. A miner who begins at 12 lives to be 31, who dies of dust, black lung disease, white lung disease, we should call it. Anyway, what are they getting paid? You don't really want to hear. $1.21 a day. That's how U.S. upholds its riches. That's how you thought you had prosperity. You were living off the blood of our black brothers in Africa, our brothers and sisters of color in Southeast Asia, in Indonesia, in the Philippines, and all the place else that we have colonial outposts for U.S. bastion of the ruling class. Sure, they throwed you out a little handout like the dog gets a bone, but you had to do it at such a price. You watched TV at such a price. You had your can of beer and your little hamburger at such a price. You were killing black brothers who can't even sign a wage demand for an increase from $1.21 a day for the most dangerous work in the world in Africa. What is it? Dangerous? Yeah. 12 years of age they start. 31 years of age they're dead. Plus 20% end up crippled or dead from accidents in the mines. Now do you feel good about all the things you enjoyed in USA? Your taxpayers, your dollars went over there to help put in that white army that's now shooting on them because they just merely signed a petition. Congo's abortive coup, the whole socialist world is praising a brave and strong reaction of the peace-loving Republic of the Congo that had a very understaffed army, but won't be that way in the future. They had a very peaceful, pacifist form of socialist democracy. They found the CIA plans. The plans were laid out for the world to see. I'm sure USA will not see any of it. They were to kill every principal Marxist leader, their families and their children, every leader of the trade union movement, every leader in the government, their wife, their children, and family were to be wiped out. That was the CIA plan that has been exposed by the People's Republic of the Congo that stopped the abortive coup by the mercenaries that were sent in by USA and her imperialist lackeys. The Soviet Union and even China sent praises to the Congolese people for their valiance and bravery in the midst of such threat. President urged Congolese to keep on working and will have solidarity with all socialist countries. Good to know that there USSR and China are both giving aid. USSR ecology. Divest European Soviet rivers to the arid southern region is the goal of the Soviet people next year, to remove the last of the deserts in the great, most large, vast nation of the world. Irrigation and drainage will reach every part of the Soviet system by the end of this year. Irrigation system means reclaimed land, which goes to the farms free. They will be distributed to the farmers free. 60, 167.5 million acres of reclaimed land through canals already have been done in the past year. 500,000 acres of irrigated land have already been achieved by the Soviet people this year. What? You think capitalism can compete with that long? No wonder they have to threaten nuclear war and put people in jails, torture and kill off those that would testify about their infamy, like James Earl Ray today. Sierra Leone thanks the USSR for helping it stave off starvation. Gives public thanks. Sierra Leone, we should look it up in the almanac and give more attention to it, remind me another day, seems to be drawing very closely to the USSR, the Soviet Union. Benin, now is a functioning country again after its brave leader was killed in a contrived car accident at 39 years of age. The masses are supporting the new government. Soviets are sending goods and services experts, helping them set up a university. Zaire reminds Benin to remain watchful of imperialism. What is this, Zaire? Well, that's the turn of the day, I'm telling you, the turn of this last few weeks. Encourages them and sends them some assistance in their goal. Benin is a totally Marxist-Leninist state. Praises the new government for its national unity, Mobutu does of Zaire, in the face of imperialist attempts to destroy them. They're now establishing what they call Red Saturdays, meaning socialist Saturdays. All people come out and clean the community and help build community resources and help develop natural resources. It's called Red Saturday. Oh, USA must be boiling in its own stew. The news is so much to be given at one time, but I'll continue. Caffeine. USA has had to admit that caffeine has caused thousands of birth defects in U.S. mothers. No U.S. mother, expectant mother, should drink coffee or tea or anything with caffeine. This must be taken immediately by our medical staff to heart. The FDA, according to BBC, had tried to keep this from the U.S. public, but the Consumers Union, scientific association representing consumers, have now got worldwide press. There's absolute proof that caffeine has caused thousands of birth defects. Drinking of coffee and tea and caffeine pills, anything with caffeine, has caused thousands of birth defects in USA mothers, children, their mother, the babies. The babies will be deformed or handicapped. So stop it. We have had none, won't now. Keep faith high, but let's stop the consumption of caffeine here by any expectant mother. House. The Senate gave tax credits for parents of college students only by a very slim majority.